face on the water?
Yeah.
Some of them call that diving, but I call, and you can see the glimpse of him and see him just under the water. I don't call that much of a dive, but when you go way down toward the bottom, plumb out of sight and come up over the underbelly, that's what I call diving.
And what would you say he did when he went into the water like that?
He dived head first.
And then if he got in there and went like this, what would you say he'd done?
With his face out of the water?
No, with his face up.
He's swimming.
And what has he done?
He jumped off that springboard and hit head first and come up and went swimming. Mm-hmm. Or he might have jumped up and come down feet first and then went swimming.
If he's on the river and he dives in on one side and comes out on the other side, let's say it's 20 yards across, and somebody said, how'd he get across? You'd say...
Well, he could swim across.
Uh-huh. And if they said, how did he get across?
He swam, or swam.
Uh-huh.
Shoot, these fellas can swim when the water's still, like, they can really go way out. I don't know, I never did see a man swimming in these big waves. Like the other night down there, I don't think
man.
I think that's what drowned him.
Flop them over on their backs.
Yeah, but they just can't make it.
Any special term for diving in and striking the water flat on your stomach?
They call that a belly buster.
Those sure hurt, don't they?
You betcha.
Before a baby walks, what do you say he does to get around?
He crawls on his hands and knees.
And if you
some of them scoot, they'll sit down and just scoot long, but not long.
That certainly looks funny, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it does.
If you saw a boy, say 8 or 9 years old, up in the tree, quite likely, how'd he get up there?
He climbed up there. That boy is here today, he climbed the trees last night, far.
Yeah, well, that's
right.
And if
Bobby Wayne called and wanted to go with Tom again. Yes, he is late. Now go ahead. Pardon me. I didn't even say
if
that.
A fella gets down like this, what do you say he's doing?
He's hunkered down.
Hunkered.
He could be doing anything.
Uh-huh.
Hunkered down.
That's a pretty restful position when you get onto it, isn't it?
Yeah.
And if a fella got down on his knees and then got up?
When I was your age, I could hunker a long time, but I can't now.
Boy, the joints get stiff, don't
yes,
they?
Yes, sir.
Well, 10 years ago I could. If a fella got down on his knees and his toes, what would you say he'd done? Not hunkered.
Well, any man that get down, or a person get down on their hands and knees.
Well, no, just his knees and his toes, not down on his hands.
Well, he's knelt down.
Uh-huh.
And he'll generally kind of rest back on his heels.
Uh-huh. That gets tiring, too.
Yes, it? Sir, that'll get you.
And if a fella didn't get up in the morning, but was in bed all day, what would you say he'd done?
Well, he'd lay the bed all day and rested, mm-hmm. or slept, put it either way. Mm-hmm. You do both, you sleep some and rest some.
And sometimes when you go to sleep, you think you have real experiences, but you don't. When that happens, you say you've what?
Repeat that.
Oh, sometimes you go to sleep and think you have real experiences, but you don't. You say you just... dreamed or dreamt or
well